Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and I hope you had a great weekend. Today, it's one of those days where the weather doesn't really know what to do. It was snowing this morning, it was cold, and now it's warm. You know, I like the warmness, but, I'd like it to make up its mind for the entire day. Anyway, a little upset the Bills lost, but KC played a very good game. But, that's the way it goes. Anyway, today is January 24th. It is also National Beer Can Appreciation Day. That's right. National Beer Can Appreciation Day is today. I found this on nationaltoday.com. So here's a little bit of facts about it. In 1935, the beer can debuts. It was from a brewery called Kruger's in Newark, New Jersey. And they released the first beer can in 1935. In 1960, now I'm pretty surprised it took this long, the Schlitz, very famous beer, released the first tall boy. So basically that's two beer cans in one. It's a taller can. In 1962, after a massive delay, canned beer is back. From World War II, they kind of stopped the production of metal, cans, because they needed it for the war purposes. But I didn't realize from World War II to 62 that long it took for can production to come back. It was mostly bottles, I guess. And then 1969 was the first year that cans started to beat out bottles in sales. And why are cans loved? Why do we appreciate cans? It takes less time to chill. I guess for businesses, it's easier to stack on the shelves and as well as college dorm rooms. Because I remember in the 80s, I used to go to college parties and they'd be these huge mountain stacks of beer cans. And they're more durable, which makes sense. In pop culture, Anthony Michael Hall. Yes, Anthony Michael Hall from Breakfast Club, Johnny B. Goode, Weird Science, Pirates of Silicon Valley. He contributes to two iconic beer can moments. And I will not spoil them, but they are in Vacation. He shares a beer can moment with Chevy Chase. And in 16 Candles, he shares a beer can moment with John Cusack. So you have to, they're all on YouTube, both scenes, so you can check it out. In Guinness Book of World Records, in Tasmania, Australia, on 20th of April in 2021, the largest stack of cans was recorded. It was 36 cans, that's crazy, by Scott Burwidge and Nathan Heron. And Chris Ashcroft, so those three guys. Longest line of drink cans was recorded in the 26th of November in 2009 in the United Kingdom in Bridgend. 106,300 cans were in a line, and they drank it consecutively because it took almost a day to finish all the beer. And it was done to show the importance of recycling. All right. On eBay, an original Prima Gold Medal beer from Chicago flat top beer can goes for $79.95. A 2017, and this is what I didn't get the information on, a 2017 Bud Light NFL collectible beer cans. I assume this person had the beer cans with all of the teams from the NFL, goes for $7,000. And the most expensive thing I found on eBay was an Ortel's 92 old style Bock beer. I guess it's a reproduction of it. Early 1950s, 12-ounce Crown Tainer cone top can. It looks like a jug bottle, but it's a can. Goes for $18,500. So that is it. That's all the great things I learned about beer cans on and tips and trivia and everything on National Beer Can Appreciation Day. So I hope you go celebrate. Enjoy it. And that is it. If you know of anything others about beer cans, you can let me know on Twitter at podcastlist, hashtag randomlist. I'm also on Instagram at randomlist podcast. You can also find me in all the podcast platforms, stop by, suggest a list, say hi. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So, let me know about it. And thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.